Madam Chairperson, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I was born in a small Azerbaijani town in Nagorno-Karabakh. Nothing Azerbaijani now remains of it. Sweet dreams of childhood were easily replaced with the sufferings of war, deportation, and miserable life in refugee camps. It all started with the forced deportation of Azerbaijani population from Armenia. According to UNHCR report, from 1989 till 1991, 200,000 Azeris lost their historic homes in Armenia and were forced to move to Azerbaijan. While at the time Azerbaijanis were the second largest minority group in Armenia, after deportation, only two Azerbaijanis exist in modern-day Armenia who are the war captives. Azerbaijani government at the time was generous and warm-hearted enough to welcome ethnic Azeris. But while all this happening, the international community kept silent and watched how hundreds of thousands of my co-fellow Azerbaijanis were stripped of their rights of return and deprived from their right of citizenship, which is the violation of Universal Declaration of Human Rights and Geneva Convention from 1948. Second-generation children born in the territory of Azerbaijan are granted Azerbaijani citizenship, which forever deprives them from the right to return to their historic home in Armenia. I want to address Armenian delegation. I wish to ask a straightforward question. When will your country apply United Nations Security Council Resolution 822, 853, 874, and 884? I believe respecting international law, respecting the values of United Nations, can be a solution to many of our problems. Dear participants of the forum, I'm calling you to pay attention to one fact. Just having a passport or travel document doesn't fully solve the issue of statelessness. We need a fair judgment, we need hope, and we need the right to return our historic land. Thank you, Madam Chair.